Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now on to episode 183.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Now, this episode is brought to you by Attentive. Now, how do most innovative companies reach consumers? Well, meet Attentive, the text message solution trusted by innovative retailers and e-commerce brands like CB2, Coach, and thousands of Shopify brands. Now, on average, Attentive customers see a 25x ROI and an 18.5% of their online revenue is driven by SMS, so it's very compelling. You can grow your SMS list fast and engage with high-value mobile subscribers with personalized messages that exceed your performance marketing goals. Now, getting started is super easy. Attentive's best-in-class SMS marketing experts will help you quickly launch and scale your SMS program. Now, are you ready for SMS to become one of your top three revenue channels? You can learn more how to get started with your free trial by requesting a demo at attentivemobile.com. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store, powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. If you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which you probably are if you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. New episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog. I think we're up to 181-ish episodes, so go check it out at ecommercefastlane.com. There's lots of partners and a lot of offers and things going on there, so go check that out. Now, in today's episode, I'm excited for an encore recording. I actually had Brett Bernstein. He's the CEO of a company called Gatsby, and that's GATSBY.AI. Now, Gatsby, what they are is they're a Shopify app, and they really help Shopify merchants to automate a lot of their influencer marketing. Their platform has definitely iterated since the year and a half ago when I interviewed him. I'm so glad he's here today. It's going to be a great conversation. I jotted a few questions down, some very unique things about their solution today that's really important. We're just getting into Q4 right now, so I think this is a timely conversation. So, hi, Brett. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, I can't believe how much time has passed already and just how much things have changed and grown and, you know.
It's been a wild ride, and I've been telling a lot of my encore guests. I had OmniSend on recently and Bold Commerce, Jay Myers from Bold Commerce, a few others, and they came on the show and I said, you know, we have to make a pact that at least once a year, we have to just book 1 year in advance because the platform keeps iterating. It keeps solving so many problems, but I got to get you back on because the platform keeps iterating and yet I don't get to hear the whole story other than what's happening today, right?
So. We are rolling stuff out so fast. We're rolling out so many new features and integrations especially. I mean, we'll go into all of this, obviously, but yeah.
Well, let's talk in high level first. I think there's going to be a handful of people that are listening today, like Gatsby. Like, what is that, a book author? Like, is this some vintage thing? Like, what's going on here? So let's talk about what your software does and then the problems that it's solving right now for store owners.
Well, you already started priming it there with influencer marketing and automation and scaling it, right? So I started this company a handful of years ago. I recognized that thanks to companies like Shopify, it's relatively easy to create an online store now. That's not the hard part. The hard part is actually acquiring customers and really standing out from the crowd of other stores that are like yours, right? The primary ways to acquire customers for the vast majority of e-commerce life has been a duopoly of advertising, right? Google ads and Facebook ads. That's the old tried and true model of acquiring customers. The problem is, as more and more people are creating stores, there's more and more competition for keywords, and it's driving up the cost to acquire on these platforms. That's pretty much across the board. That plus all the changes in iOS and tracking and everything else, ads are harder to acquire customers with, right? We actually just, I'm working on this playbook for one of our partners and talking about how in the last month, 2 months ago, the Wall Street Journal did an article about this very topic where it was talking about Shopify stores and other e-commerce merchants and how they have to try new ways to stand out from the crowd to grow. Okay. So that's sort of the background, right? And I saw this coming and I thought, there is a third channel to acquire consumers. And there's a third option to acquire customers, and that is influencer marketing. However, it was never as scalable. It was never that scalable spigot that ads have been, because historically it's been very manual to do influencer marketing, right? Traditionally, you have to go and hire a celebrity or somebody like a celebrity status, right? And you have to collaborate with them for content, work one-on-one with them for weeks, maybe through an agency partner, pay them a ton of dough. And it's a lot of manual work. You might have five influencers, maybe 20 influencers, right? And you're working with them on all this content. That's not the same scalable system that an advertising platform is. And you don't really know what you're going to get. It's a lot of expense and work. However, I approached this problem of influencer marketing at scale from a different vantage point. And I thought, how can we figure out a way, in the same way that you do email marketing, right? Like, so email marketing accounts for like 30% of any store's revenue. How can you have that same simple, scalable, automated system for email marketing, but with influencer marketing? And that's what Gatsby does. We basically allow you to scale influencer marketing. We do it at scale through automation, through integrations. We use your own customers. That's the secret here, is that we help you identify at scale which of your actual consumers that are buying your products, that are more authentic online in the first place, which will then have influence. And you can tap into that influence through Klaviyo, through your Gorgeous, through your Omnisend, etc. I'll get into more details, but as high level, is that making sense so far?
Absolutely, yeah. And this is what I knew, and I want to make sure that the listeners actually understood that, hey, you created some software that really does understand the social footprint of your customers or potential customers, thanks to an opt-in of some sort and accepting your Instagram handle in exchange for something. It could be a PDF, it could be some kind of a download, it could be a discount code, it could be access to, who knows? There's all. I know you have a lot of brands that use your solution, but I want to make sure people realize that that's what it is. It's an opt-in, then your software does all the magic in the background, which I love.
Yeah, like the way I think about it is, and you're spot on, is that for the long, let's say 25 plus years, email capture has been ubiquitous, right? Like you go on a website, you see a pop-up window, you give your email address for 20% off or whatever, right? You might see that in a whole different bunch of places, but email has been the bread and butter, and it still is like the most important thing to collect from your customer as a lead. In the last 5 years, companies like Attentive and now even Klaviyo breaking into SMS have started to pioneer this phone number capture, right? SMS marketing. And that's become rather ubiquitous now to ask for phone number. Well, when you install Gatsby on your store, we're pioneering social capture. So it sounds obvious. I get that all the time. Like, why am I not asking for this already? But the truth is, most brands, we work with a lot of brands and a lot of large brands with a lot of information about their consumers, and they don't have their Instagram handle, right? They don't know which of their consumers are influential. And by plugging Gatsby in, you add a simple opt-in field for Instagram handle into the forms you're already working with. It could be a Klaviyo form. It could be a type form. It could be a Privy form. And you just ask for handle in there, and we sync in with that and we give you insights.
So let's talk about what this software is useful for the type of merchant, because I just want to make sure that I understand, is this for people that are in the early stage of their journey, or does there need a certain amount of meaningful data to make this all function the way we hope it's going to work?
It's for most brands. The caveat there is if you're a brand new store and you don't quite have any customers yet, you're just not going to have much data to flow into your Gatsby account and kind of find influencers through that mechanism. So pretty much as long as you're a store with some traffic, you have some customers, at that point, industry agnostic, really. I mean, as long as you have consumers, you're a good fit.
So let's dig into a little bit about the influencer side. I totally agree with you. And that's one of the channels or marketing strategy that I talk about quite a bit. And there's lots of different tools out there to create these, I'd almost call them communities of brand ambassadors. And there's ways of managing them and getting them product and all these different things. You've chosen to not go down that journey. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to hear your definition of like about the whole influencer, micro influencer. And there's all the different like languages and terminology going around. Like at the end of the day, what sort of influencer is really making the biggest kind of impact? And is that one of the reasons why Gatsby is so popular now and creating just some great quality recommendations for whom you may want to work with?
Yeah, this is what's so great is brands want to be authentic, right? They want better engagement rates. They want real consumers talking about their brand, right? It opens them up to higher conversion rates and just a better experience from top of funnel through to the conversion. But there's a strategy shift happening here. You already hit the nail on the head here, which is with micro influencers. And there's a problem though, so I'll get into this. So the strategy shift is, for as long as influencer marketing has existed, and you can argue it's been around for thousands of years, right? Like, the idea of somebody being influential is not new. But what is new is the mechanisms in which we're able to tap into that influence for a marketing perspective, right? So for the past, let's say, 5 years, influencer marketing has been pretty solid with the traditional sense of, like I mentioned before, you hire somebody, we have a great graphic about this. We did this with a gorgeous webinar recently where we compare Tayshia from The Bachelor on one side, and she did a paid influencer post with one of her clients. And you compare it with this micro influencer who one of our clients, this is actually a Famous Footwear Australia, they use Gatsby, and one of their customers who they identified through our system went on and post about their new shoes that they got, right? So two very different type of influencer posts. One's a celebrity from The Bachelorette and one is a customer of the brand. Tayshia has like 2 million followers. This micro influencer has about 1500 followers, right? So Tayshia had about a 1.8% engagement rate on that post. The customer of our client had a 10.5% engagement rate on the post. So looking at that metric, you want to get a lot more micro influencers talking about your brand, because as you build an army of people that are doing this real customer word of mouth post, the engagement rates add up and it creates a much bigger impact. The hard part is, how do you get enough micro influencers on the right hand side here? How do you get enough of them to talk about your brand to move the needle the way that a less efficient Tayshia post would? And that's what we solve for by, you know, tapping into our scalable approach with Gatsby and our connection with Klaviyo and everything else. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, definitely. And I totally agree with you, because I think even my wife as of late, who definitely follows some of the people on the Bachelor franchise, but she's been pausing a lot of them because she feels that in some cases that it seems like, you know, every second post is like flogging some product, because you know that's their full-time career. Even if they have hundreds of thousands or millions of followers, I think at some point it gets a little bit, I call it like disingenuous, you know, and almost fake sometimes, just exchange of money or product just for a review or recommendation. Versus what you're doing is by getting these Instagram handles into your system. And then from there, the software then setting up some filters and parameters to make decisions about, well, how do I plan on working with certain people? Are there a certain range of people, micro influencers, that I believe I may want to work with? And I think that's where your tool kind of fits in. You use your existing tools that you already have and or your own pop-ups and kind of capture an exit intent and these different ways of getting the opt-in, certainly the Instagram opt-in. But then moving forward, let's figure out, like, how do you make a decision as a brand? If you add Gatsby on, you have a pop-up, you get the Instagram handle. Walk us through what happens next about, okay, great, I now understand the social footprint now, at least the software does, of these potential customers or your customers. How do you choose to work with them now? Like, what's the situation now on the back end? So,
yeah, this is where our integration partnerships really come into play. Okay. So you get the handle, right? Inside of your Gatsby account, you're going to see that individual's profile photo, how many followers they have. We actually do a G-score, so a scoring system in Gatsby as well. Oh. But the real scalable power here is that that data flows wherever you need it. So our top integrations right now are Klaviyo, Gorgeous, and Yotpo, and Omnisend, right? Okay. Places where you already have customer profiles. Let's look at Klaviyo, by far our most popular integration. So when you have Gatsby hooked up to Klaviyo, every time you collect a handle, we're going to go and pull that individual's insights. So how many followers they have, for example, how many posts they've done, right? All that. But we're going to go and then update their record in your Klaviyo account. So now in Klaviyo, you know, all of your customers that have opted in to give you their handle, you can segment them by how much influence they have, right? So our customers will often create different tiers or segments based upon follower size. So for example, customers who have between 1,000 to 5,000 followers, they might fall into this particular offer set where they'll get 50% off their next purchase if they post about the brand they just bought from, right? So you go and you say, hey, thanks so much for giving us your handle. We love your feed. Would you be up for a collaboration? You know, you would get this free item or this specific code if you post about us. So all these different offers go out based upon the different segments the brand sets up. And we help clients with this as well. And then what's great is Gatsby doesn't just leave it there. We also are able to track when your consumers go on and fulfill their end of the bargain, when they go on and post about your brand, we'll show you the post, we'll show you the content itself, we'll show you how that post performed, and we'll also let your systems know. So we'll let Klaviyo know, we'll let Gorgeous know, we'll let Yotpo know, Omnisend, et cetera. Hey, this customer just posted about you on Instagram. Here's the content, right? Here's the timestamp. And that can then trigger another email in Klaviyo. It can say, hey, thanks so much for your post. Here's that reward I offered you. And so the whole thing is turnkey and automated.
Now, what happens if someone, you know, gives you the handle, they're new to the site, they make a purchase, and then Gatsby realizes that they have a pretty high influence? Because I'm just thinking out loud here, is that like, what happens if someone comes in and they have a million followers and they happen to actually love your product? Because I heard some case studies in the past where people, you know, they find out later that Tim Cook made a purchase or, you know what I mean? Like, it's just insane. Is there a way of knowing people that may fit into the filter of the type of engagement or the type of followers that they have to say, no, wow, okay, they appear to have a lot of influence. I know the Taysha example was interesting where they had a lot of followers and it turned out to be not as great, but is there any triggering mechanism that can be created in Gatsby to say, hey, these people have a very large following. Can I get a Slack ping? Can I text message myself, someone of importance in the organization, to saying, hey, someone just placed an order and they're sitting on a million followers. You might want to give them some TLC. Pick up the phone. They just made an order.
Yeah.
Okay. How does that happen?
Yep. 100%. So again, we, because we have this data in Gatsby and we then sync it with Klaviyo, Gorgeous, et cetera, those systems already have those tools built in. So Klaviyo, great example. When you sign up with Gatsby, if you're on one of our basics and above plans, you'll get Klaviyo flows from us. We'll give you templates. And in those templates, we actually say, if you have more than X thousand followers, it could be whatever the brand wants. Let's say it's 50,000 followers. Instead of going through the automated track, because again, this automated track that I just described before, this is brand new. This is a new concept of how you can actually scale a micro-influencer campaign. But it's not necessarily the strategy you want to use for the larger influencers. So Klaviyo has an option to just notify you internally. Say, hey, so-and-so just signed up with this many followers. You might want to ping them about a collaboration. So that actually does help the social media manager's job or influencer marketing job to actually source influencers from among your customer base that you want to use on a more ongoing collaborative way.
You give me some great conversation topics for the brands I manage this month.
Well, let me tell you one more thing. I mean, what's really cool, like Gorgeous just came out, right? That's a new integration, right? And people are loving this integration because now we're expanding this information we have to your customer service teams, right? So if somebody reaches out to you with a support ticket, your support agent can know, hey, this customer has a lot of influence, which you can maybe take into account as you're responding in a certain way, right? Or if they ask for a certain free product, you know they're an influencer, you can respond accordingly. Or even better, they have a great customer experience with you. Your support agent now can properly ask them to go post about it for a certain incentive. Like, hey, you had a great experience with us. Would you mind posting about it on your feed? You know, we'll give you this free product. So you can turn your customer support team into a top of funnel driver as well.
This is awesome. Let's kind of pivot a bit over to the, I guess I'm going to call it the back to school slash Q4 and the holiday season. I'm hearing things now, even Ezra Firestone's making some comments now saying, hey, you know what? We're really only like less than 8 weeks away from people doing early Black Friday, Cyber Monday sales and craziness. And like, here's some email flows and things you might want to think about. So I just would love to hear from your perspective because you're like significantly front lines in all of this. What are you recommending today for Shopify brands so that they can prepare for this inevitable rush?
So the same thing I recommend to everybody when they first kind of understand this concept is don't think you have to do the whole process right now. Step one is to start collecting handles, right? Start to ask your customer for handle and sync it with Gatsby, you know, preferably, or at least just start asking for handle. That's the number one thing. Like just get that insight. Your customers will give it to you. If you ask for it, not every single one. Yeah. Typically it ranges about 15% or more. We'll choose to give it, make it an optional field in your current pop-up. Okay. If you're on Shopify Plus, you can add it to the order confirmation page. So when they purchase something, you can ask them right there if they want to get more involved with the brand. Okay. Ask for the handle there. Just getting these insights now. And then when you do talk with us and you want to go live, you already have information to kick things off with.
That's lovely. Okay. So we have the handle. We get all that set up. It's in Gatsby. Then you can choose the campaigns that you want to run based on their social influence. You can mm-hmm. be pinged. I'm just kind of recapping for myself. You can even ping yourself internally for medium to large influencers, the larger ones, the micro side. That's the scalable side of like saying, hey, and sending in emails and text messages through your, I guess, connected partners, being the Omnisends and Klaviyo and stuff like that. Okay, cool. All right. So I understand that part. Okay, that's excellent. Is there anything else that you believe is important for this holiday season? So using Gatsby, number one, just at least getting these opt-ins is a really good starting point. Is there anything else top of mind?
So a few more things I can propose out there. We also have not announced this yet, but I'm happy to kind of put it out there on this podcast. We just released a Yotpo loyalty integration. So if you want to incentivize them with points, so if you're using Yotpo loyalty, you could say, hey, get 100 points when you mention us on Instagram. That can all be play in here. So it's another way to just really easily embed this referral word of mouth network into your existing flow. And that takes, I mean, you can get started with that really quickly. There's not much you have to do to set up Gatsby and then kick off additional points if you're already using Yotpo loyalty. In addition to that, so collecting handles, hooking it up in very quick start ways, which we can, if you reach out to us, we can talk about your brand's specific needs. But then also start to look at how you'd want to seed it. So if you're looking at, if you have certain products that you're going to be announcing or kind of using as holiday, what's that terminology for like a, get you in the front door, right? Like a certain sale price you want to get out there. You can actually kind of seed that to your influencers ahead of time.
Oh, like a lost leader of some sort, almost.
Exactly. Thank you. Exactly. So you go in, if you already have those products that you know are going to be kind of the driver of a lot of your marketing around the holidays. If let's say you get handles now, this is still August when we're recording this. Start collecting handles now. You'll have some by September. Use that to find 100 people, let's say, or more based on how big your brand is, that you want to send some products to ahead of time and say, we're going to be promoting this product in the holidays. We'll give you a free one of it if you'll post about it, right? So you can actually find customers that you want to work with for product drops, right? Or seeding, you know, new products to get out there. And it's a great time ahead of the holidays to do that, since you will be very marketing heavy at that time.
I was thinking about the partners now, because I know we've brought up a lot of, I'd say, notable Shopify Plus technology partners, these certified app partners that are out there. I mean, obviously, Attentive is one of them for sure. We bought up Klaviyo and Gorgeous. I'm actually going, I'm on the Gatsby tech partners page. And we're talking major players. We're talking Just Uno and Privy. I'm looking at some other big ones in here. Yeah, Typeform for sure. Your Zapier Connect. And there's a lot of stuff in here that I think is really important. So can you talk, just walk us through a little bit, like, why are you choosing to connect to a lot of these great partners? I guess, are you attempting just to stay in your lane and do what you do well, but play nicely with the rest of the Shopify partner ecosystem? Is that kind of the plan?
Well, that's really what makes this data so valuable, right? And everybody else that I've come across in the influencer marketing space has created a separate application that your marketing team has to work in independently, right? And it's often a database of influencers that you can find and sort through and then pay money to and interact with them on their platform or through email, but it's tracked on their platform, right? And that's all well and good if you want to go about that strategy of the traditional influencer marketing approach. Gatsby is different because we're all about scale, right? We want to allow you to scale that micro influencer strategy without having to spend a ton of time doing it. And so how do you do that? You put this information that we are able to give you into the tools you're already used to using, right? So a lot of your clients, I'm sure, use an ESP. They probably use Klaviyo or Omnisend or other similar ones. And if you can just have influencer marketing available in those tools, well, we make those tools better than, right? And so it's great for us finding partnerships because we make those tools, you know, you get away when we launched the Klaviyo integration, we went to market with them and it was our tagline, I think, was unlock Klaviyo flows for influencer marketing. Right. And that's the brilliance of it is that you already are paying for Klaviyo. You already are paying for these different tools. Yeah. You already know how to use them. You love them.
Yeah.
Let's just make this influencer marketing strategy available on those tools.
I love this. Now, what about those that are on Shopify Plus? Because, you know, I think there's some value prop of those, especially those listening today. There's lots of people on Plus that understand some of the benefits you get. Does Gatsby get enhanced now all of a sudden for Plus brands?
So, yeah, we have, there's pretty much one major difference if you're on Shopify Plus versus not. And that is the ability to access the checkout customizations, checkout.liquid, right? And the reason for that, the relevance here is we love recommending. If you can access that, ask for that handle at order confirmation, right? So right after the purchase is complete, there's that page saying, thanks so much for your order. And you can actually customize that and you can embed a Klaviyo form right there or whatever form you want to use to ask for handle right there. And that's been a great capture point for our larger merchants.
I'd say there's a lot less friction too. Because at the beginning, I don't know who you are. You're asking me for this in exchange for this. Okay, yeah, I get it. 15% off. I'm new here. Here's my handle. 15% or 20%, do it. But I would suspect the opt-in rate is significantly higher on the post-purchase order confirmation page.
The opt-in rate there, but also then, of course, like you mentioned, the success rate of them responding to collaborate.
So let's talk about the future for Gatsby. I mean, we talked at the beginning of the show, but this platform keeps iterating. It's been like a year and a half since, you know, and I'm glad we're talking today and we'll talk a year from now and you'll have more insights to share. But able to talk maybe about your North Star, I guess, for the remainder of 21. And where's the platform going through the next year or so?
So we have some big initiatives. We just rolled out Instagram story tracking, which I know is a big request by a lot of merchants out there. So yeah, we can now track Instagram stories. That was a big one. The next major feature release we're working on is actually on the Shopify API to do order tracking. So we'll be able to start to actually track the influencers' orders are driving. So you can see which of your customer influencers, I'll use customers and influencers interchangeably here because they're your customers, but they're also your influencers. How many of them are driving how many orders, right? And we're going to be able to leverage this using the orders API and using coupon code automation, all that stuff. So you can see inside of Gatsby itself, you can look at the sales that you're driving there. That's our next major, major one that we're working on. And then after that, I mean, we have a lot of little things, but I also want to expand the platform to include other networks. So right now we are very deep on Instagram. TikTok and YouTube are the next ones that are getting the top requests from clients. So expanding to those platforms as well and more.
Love it. Love it. Love it. That's excellent. So, I mean, YouTube is definitely the second largest search engine in the world. So it just keeps expanding. And like I keep telling people, if you're not advertising on YouTube right now, you're actually missing the boat big time because the opportunity is there from an ads perspective and kind of where you can position your ads over top of competitors and all different things. It's so interesting what you can do. So I'm glad you're syncing up with those YouTube creators and trying to figure out how you can best utilize that data inside Gatsby from a marketing perspective through YouTube. So that's like,
What it all comes down to is just, so I started Gatsby years ago now, and I'm here because I've listened to customer needs, right?
Yeah.
And as things evolve, we're answering the feature requests and the requests, and we're figuring out, okay, they're asking for this. It's because of this reason. How can we solve this, you know, in the right way? And I'm just really, really proud of what we built so far.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm proud of you. I think you're doing a fantastic job and I appreciate the fact that you're playing nice with the rest of the partners in the ecosystem that are also making impact and kind of what they do with their software. We are nearing the end of the show. I mean, you've shared a lot of knowledge today, and I know people are going to take action by at least downloading the app and getting it installed and just kind of following along with your drip sequence of education about why you've made this product. But do you have any kind of, as a summary or any insights that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
So go ahead and after you install the application, you'll see a quick start guide. And I'm not sure this is your exact question, but feel free to bring me back here after the end of this. And if you want to recircle back to your question, but you know, one of the questions we get is, you know, is there a way to go backwards, right? People haven't been asking for handle. They've been in business for X number of years. There's no handles in their database. So people often are afraid to start, thinking it's a big undertaking to start. So the short answer is we need that consumer to opt in and give you their handle. Or if you already have handles as well from clients or other, you know, systems, you could import them into Gatsby, totally fine. But we recommend just starting day forward, you can create a landing page to drive your current customers to supply their handle, right? Great, easy win to get customers more engaged with you, come back to your website, feel more involved, and get you their handle that way. But just, it's not overwhelming. So basically you download the app, you get inside there, it's a quick start guide, it's like three steps, and then you can always ping us and we'll help you with kind of the strategy for your situation. But just don't be afraid to start if you don't already have handles, because that's, you know, most people are in the same boat as you, and then they start and then they're happy.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's gatsby.ai, so gatsby.ai. And yeah, definitely search for Gatsby in the Shopify App Store. I know their website, you have like a lot of great content. I even curate some or syndicate some of your content on Fastlane. So I appreciate kind of all of the case studies and different details that you're kind of putting out into the wild. I've just read one recently with, I think it was a swimwear company out of Kulani Kinis.
Yeah, they're great. Shopify Plus, really, they have a few different domains and you know, different geographies, and they're launching with us, and they wrote up a great piece with us to announce why they're using us and how excited they are. And I'm really proud too. We have, I don't remember how many, 60, 55 something reviews now in the App Store alone, and they're all 5 stars. We really care about our customer success and our customer service.
Yeah, I love it. I'll make sure I put that case study in the show notes. I think it's important to read that. It's nice to get inspiration, but like, what are others in fashion, or what are others doing in CPG markets or the pet market? I mean, you service most markets quite effectively, some maybe better than others because they're more Instagram kind of friendly markets based on the target audience. But in any case, I'll make sure I put those in the show notes for sure. And I understand that you'd like to offer some kind of a listener bonus or promotion. We kind of chatted in the green room before recording today. So maybe you can share what kind of details you have for us.
Yeah, so happy to do that. I love this podcast, Steve. So any listeners out there, we would love to have you kind of try us out, see if you're a good fit for us, or for the software, I should say. 20% off for your first year. Any of the plans, except for the starter plan, Entrepreneur. So Basics, Business, and Plus. Best thing you can do is just go and install the app if you're on Shopify. Okay. If you're not on Shopify, just go and create an account on our website. And then just email us or chat us and just let us know you heard about us on the podcast here with Steve, and we'll go ahead and apply that discount for you.
Beautiful. I'll have that in the show notes for sure of all those details. But yeah, number one, just go to the App Store and download it and just try it. You just don't know what you don't know. I think it's important to understand that social footprint or the influence of your customers or potential customers, and you can get it into your current workflow. If you already know the benefits of getting an opt-in for push notifications or getting an opt-in for SMS and email is like the number one to own your list that's been talked about for 25 years, you said, this is the next strategy that needs to be implemented. So please do that. I recommend it to a lot of the brands that I manage, and this podcast is going to be shared out to them also, so we can start, just elevating the fact that this is available. It's been around for almost 5 years now, but it's really meaningful today now that you need to get out there. You need to differentiate yourself. This is one way of identifying your customers or potential customers and how you can create campaigns and, just create community around influential people that potentially love your brand. I think there's nothing better than that, so.
Well said. Yeah.
So that's it for today. Thank you once again, Encore Recording. I really appreciate your knowledge, and your sharing and your vision. And I appreciate you being a fantastic partner in the Shopify ecosystem. I just want to give you a kudos to continued success. And, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate that.
All right. Take care. Now, this episode was brought to you by Attentive, a personalized text message solution trusted by innovative brands like CB2, Coach, and thousands of Shopify brands. Now, as I mentioned, on average, Attentive customers see a 25x ROI and over 18% of their online revenue is driven by SMS. Now, are you ready for SMS to become one of your top revenue channels? You can learn more how to get started and get your free trial by requesting a demo at attentivemobile.com. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.